about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. My, what a busy week. I spoke yesterday at the 60 Plus Nevada conference. Great group of people. I need to apologize for my eye being kind of bandaged up. My little kitty cat, as many of you heard this week, are a third of the rescue kitties that we adopted, just decided to get spooked one day and ran across the bed. Unfortunately, I was sleeping at the time, and she used my face as carpet, and when she ran across, she sliced open the eyebrow. Now, I know I always talk about having one eyebrow instead of two, but I was about to go for a waxing this weekend. So, unfortunately, now, not only do I have eyebrows that I really, you know, don't want because they're waxed, but I kind of got a pretty bad boo boo. I know it's not her fault. You know, she's just one of those stupid kitties that, you know, gets spooked by something, then just decides to run. You know, and then she does some Navy SEAL dive rolls, and then, you know, acts like she's in one of these, you know, expendable movies. And then she comes up and then she, does lickies. And she likes to lick my eye and lick my eyelash. But I can't have her lick because these wounds that you get from your animals infect pretty quickly, right? Have you ever gotten scratched by your cat or bit by your dog? That, it like pusses. I have never seen bacteria replicate so quickly as when it comes from your cat or dog. Usually you get an infection, it takes a couple days. Usually it takes about 48 hours, 72 hours to replicate and, you know, start to pus. I mean, these things, they just blow up right away. So can't let the cat do the lickies. Stupid cat, no more. Is she going to be near me when it's nappy time? But I'm not going to have to take nappy time much longer. Pretty soon, my daytime weekday show is going to be, or my weekday show is going to be broadcast live in the mornings, 9 to noon. So I wake up, do the show, peppy, then work, and then I get to spend the rest of the day or evening with the kids. So I am absolutely psyched with my new hours. Those are going to happen September 10th. Now, depending on where you all listen, the show is probably still going to air when it usually does. I know KDON airs my show late night, 11 to 1, which is great because the signal at night is phenomenal. But we are working on trying to get the day of the show daytime because people need to get their medical questions answered. So we got a lot to talk about. I know many of us were shocked yesterday with the Empire State Building shooting. Here's a man, Jeffrey Johnson, apparently was laid off. His T-shirt pitch didn't go well, I guess, with the boss. Boss fires him, so he decides to hide between a couple cars. When the boss comes to work, former boss comes to work, he shoots him in the head. Apparently, he had worked as a designer of women's clothing at Hazan Imports for 6 years. Company leads us to believe they downsized the firm, and that's why he lost the job. But people are saying, now this guy was kind of a loner. I really feel bad for you people out there that are loners. If you notice, every time there's a shooter, right, one of these mass shooters, they say, well, you know, the guy was kind of a loner. I notice as I get older, you know, you start to kind of like the being alone type of thing. You know, I just want to curl up and watch a movie, read a book, listen to my music, not want to deal with the people I deal with everyday life. I think some people choose to be a loner. It doesn't necessarily mean you're going to be a killer. But you're going to hear more and more news that this guy was a loner. Also, some news on the accused Colorado gunman, James Holmes. Apparently, a few months prior to the shooting, he had told a classmate at the University of Colorado that when his life is over, he wants to kill people. I don't really know what that particularly meant. Of course, the student didn't do anything about it. He probably thought the guy was a whack job like we all did and just kind of went about his merry way. He didn't think to contact the police or authorities. Also, it appears that James Holmes had visited at least 3 mental health care workers prior to the shooting. So I would love to see the notes. I understand that there's certain doctor-patient privileges that can be released during court, and defense wants to keep those pretty tight and locked up. And I'm sure the medical providers want to keep those locked up as well. But, you know, you take a look at all these events and you're like, I, you know, can we do nothing to prevent them? Well, of course, you have the liberals saying, well, gun control. Yeah, we need more gun control. All right. From what I heard, Aurora, Colorado has extremely strict gun laws. New York City has extremely strict gun laws. And I don't think you could carry a handgun. I don't even think you could do concealed carry in New York City. We were talking about this earlier this week. Somebody called in saying Aurora had a no-gun policy as well. So, you know, one thing we had discussed yesterday is, you know, if the government could convince me, okay, that if they did try to execute gun control, they would be at 100% and that there was no way the bad guys could get the guns. Maybe some of us would kind of raise an eyebrow and go, well, but no. As far as I'm concerned, let me protect myself. Let me protect my family. Let me protect my practice. Let me protect myself, because there is no way the government can assure us that they could have 100% gun control. Not going to happen. I mean, this week we're talking about immigration, and Janet Napolitano had admitted that the reason why they can't deport all illegal immigrants is because they don't have the money and they don't have the manpower. So the only illegal immigrants the Department of Homeland Security and ICE can deport are the real, real bad criminal ones. The rest of them will have to stay. So if our government can't even control our borders, can't even control the illegal immigrants coming in and out of the borders, you think they could control guns? Please. Now, don't get me started on Fast and Furious. So as far as I'm concerned, do not let anyone take away your guns. Do not let them violate our rights to bear arms. Because as far as I'm concerned, we're going to have to defend ourselves. If two cities with very strict gun laws could have people go on a shooting rampage, well, I know in this particular case, at Empire State Building, he specifically wanted to kill his boss. And yes, I understand, 9 people were injured and possibly from police gunfire. That's a whole nother cluster we need to talk about on a different day. But if we're looking at two examples of cities with strict gun codes and the bad guy still gets the gun and still gets to carry the gun, as far as I'm concerned, I don't have any faith in our government to protect us if there's gun control. Let us arm ourselves. Let us protect ourselves, because they do a lousy job. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com. HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We are already booking for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise for next summer. I think we can all admit that we had a very, very crappy, hot summer. Not the summer we had kind of wished for. Oh, thank heavens the kids are going back to school. Oh, I know. I know, just two more days. Go back to school, flee, go. Flee! Oh my gosh, what a long summer. Anyway, already fantasizing about the Dr. Dahlia cruise going up coastal Alaska, inside passage, so it's really smooth. Nobody really seems to get boat sick, motion sick. Go to my website at drdahlia.com to check it out. Contact the travel agent and let's book it and set it up because these cruises book up very quickly. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. And don't forget Android users, we have a Dr. Dahlia app. Download it. It's free. You can listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show anytime. Remember, I do the Dr. Dahlia Show 3 hours a day during the week, and we get to a lot of stories, a lot of medical news, a lot of information, a lot of good teaching points. I just can't cram it all in and pack it all in like rectal packing on my Saturday show like I want to. So if you're going to miss any of my shows, oh, yeah, we do actually teach you how to rectal pack. It's really easy. Rectal packing for an abscess, very easy to do. Honestly, it can make you all honorary doctors doing that one. Please go to my website, download the Dr. Dahlia app, or, of course, go to your app store. All right. Kids are going back to school. Thank the Lord. Oh, gosh, Lord have mercy. Boy, it was a rough summer. Kids fighting and arguing. All right, so good. Go back to school. Get the hell out of the house. Flee. The problem that we have is obesity in children. We talk about it all the time, and I know y'all are listening going, all right, I know kids are getting fatter. But we have a little bit of a bigger problem here. Okay, not only are kids getting more obese, okay, and I know some of you don't have kids. You're like, oh, I hate it when Dr. Dahlia starts talking about kids because I don't have kids and it really doesn't pertain to me. This kind of does. This kind of does. These kids, because of their obesity, are starting to have grown-up health problems. And grown-up health problems mean we have more people taxing our weakened healthcare system. So it all relates to you. And yes, it all goes back to Obamacare. Do you notice? I don't think I could get through any show without relating this to Obamacare. But I digress. We'll, you know, deal with Obamacare later. I think we all know how I feel about that. But in this latest study, they're now saying teenagers are getting gallstones. Gallstones. We're talking about kids. We're talking about teenagers coming down with gallstones. When I was in medical school, we used to talk about the four Fs. Don't worry. Keep it clean. Female, fat, fertile, 40. Okay, so I always knew if I got fat when I was over 40, and if I stayed a female, I could possibly be at risk for gallstones. Now, you know, I know my tissue's a little big, but I think I've been doing okay, right? Trying not to get the gallstones. It was just something that older people got, more of the females than men. But apparently in this new study, they found that children are being afflicted with gallstones. I believe they looked at a few thousand children out of Kaiser Permanente. I think it was about 6,000 children, and about 760 actually had gallstones. Now, they might not have had gallstone attacks. You know, there's a difference. We discussed this yesterday where your liver makes bile 24/7. Job of the liver is to make bile because bile helps digest food. But the liver doesn't care when you eat or when you don't eat. Its job, you know, is to make the bile as well as a variety of other functions the liver does. So it has to be stored somewhere. So the gallbladder is a little sack, kind of considered an oil pan, where the bile drips and it stays there. And then when you eat, gallbladder gets a signal to squeeze out like an ink, you know, kind of like an ink bladder, squirt out the bile. However, sometimes, depending on high fatty foods, depending on your genetics, depending on obesity, you will concentrate and solidify some of that bile into bile salts and then into stones. And these stones, they could sit there and do nothing. Some of us walk around with gallstones and ain't no thing but a chicken wing. But then some of us, which, by the way, chicken wings probably aren't the best thing to eat during gallstones issues, but neither here nor there. Where was I going with that? Where did I get ain't no thing but a chicken wing? I gotta get that out of my mind. That's stupid. Okay, was it a song? Was it a rap song? 90s, maybe? But sometimes when your gallbladder squirts, the gallstone tries to go up the neck of the gallbladder, and it tries to go into the bile duct, and as it's trying to get bile to where it needs to get to, into the small intestine to help digest food. And gallstone sticks get stuck. You start to get back pressure. Gallbladder starts to swell because there's stasis. You get infection. Could be pretty serious if you take your gallbladder out. Why the heck are kids? We're talking 10 to 19-year-olds having gallstones. Are you kidding me? So one thing I discussed yesterday on the show is, you know, it's got to probably be at the point now where all of us kids are in some sort of a sport. All right, I know kids love television, kids love video games, and I know a lot of us moms work. You know, I had a mom who worked every now and then and when she could, but when she wasn't working and she was home, she cooked the cauliflower, she cooked the broccoli, and because we didn't want to hang out with my mom, and she didn't really want to hang out with us, she said, go outside. And we would run out. Remember when you used to run outside? Do our kids run outside the door anymore? Like, no way, mom, wait, no, I gotta exit out. No, I gotta wait for my man to be killed. Hold on. No, I gotta save the game. Do I have to go out now? Really? I gotta go outside? Wait, let me save my game. Let me save, oh man, mom, you made me die. You made me die. I don't wanna go outside. This is the conversation that we're having that we never had 30 years ago. And so if you have the type of kids that don't want to play outside or you're worried about them playing outside because they're going to get abducted, etc., we got to do school sports. All right? And if they aren't that athletic for school sports, I say that my favorite choice of sport is martial arts. Have them go into Taekwondo. Have them learn karate. Have them learn Krav Maga. I love Krav Maga. That's some real practical type stuff, right? Just level them and move on. But anyway, I know a lot of kids can't learn Krav Maga, but I'm a huge fan of that. But, even our Asperger kids, who are very, very highly functional autistic kids, where you can't even tell they have autism or Asperger's, many of them are clumsy and they don't do well with sports, so they end up being more obese. Put them into martial arts. Martial arts trains you physically, and it also strengthens your mind. It also gives you focus. I noticed my kids did very well in school when they were doing Taekwondo. They also teach you respect of your parents. I was talking about how my kid was back-talking to me in the middle of class. I didn't even realize it happened, and that teacher, he just went ate poop all over my kid. And, you know, my kid's looking at me like, the teacher was mean. And I go, teacher did what I should have done, you know? So I'm a huge fan. And it teaches you balance, but even more importantly, it teaches you how to protect yourself. Why not teach your kid? I mean, if I did give my child any gift later, okay? No, it wouldn't be my breast cancer gene. It would be the ability to defend themselves. All right, why not? I mean, especially with all these liberals wanting gun control, you're going to have to do something. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Yeah, when my oldest son was in seventh grade, he was into video games, movies, wouldn't get off the couch, and basically it was just the beginning of the school year. And I told him, I said, there's soccer, there's football.
Mm-hmm.
Choose one or I choose one. And he chose football, and once he got into it, he didn't quit all the way through high school. It was required that they get into sport, period. They either got to choose a sport or I got to choose a sport.
Mm.
And I think that parents are just too hands-off anymore, and they really need to get involved. There is no job that is more important than your children.
Amen.
And you really have to make that time. You know, as a single mom, mm-hmm. I understand, but most of these sports are right after school, and so they don't even have to transport them to the sport. It's right there. Get them in there.
Yeah.
And get them active, and parents need to start taking responsibility for their children's health.
No, amen to that. I agree. And I was talking about yesterday how, thank God, my husband is so supportive of everything I do, and he's so good with the boys, because with my schedule between the office and my show and everything else I do and giving talks, etc., I'm not the one that takes the kids to the sports. Luckily, swim practices at night, my husband takes them, although now with my new weekday schedule coming up September 10th, I'll be able to go. And so, I mean, I couldn't imagine being a single mom trying to go through this again, and I could understand taking the lazy way out, but you got a good point. There's programs after school. But another thing, though, is after our kids do sports in school, how many of us adults kept up the sport to the same intensity? None of us. I didn't run. I still ran in medical school, but I didn't run like I used to in high school. I mean, many of us, we don't keep it up. And then that leads to adult obesity. You know, one idea is, if we can't get our kids into sports, should we get them into a daily program, like a weightlifting program, P90X something, such that it just doesn't end after sophomore year high school? It goes on until your 20s, 30s, 40s. But we got to get to work on that. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
My name is Angie, and ever since my daughter had alternating diarrhea and constipation, she suffered from hair loss, listlessness, and was stunted in her growth. After getting her onto two supplements suggested by naturopath Stephen Huer, she has improved dramatically. Her stools have normalized, her hair and her body are growing again, and she's beaming. I credit the majority of her improvement to One World Whey.
Children love the taste of One World Whey, and their growing bodies are getting nature's best source of protein. Evidence shows that non-denatured whey protein powder is a better source of protein than meat, milk, or eggs. If you have finicky children and you want a protein that will support their growth, energy, and healthy brain function, One World Whey is a must for you to try. Kids prefer it over junk food. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
So what happened? You used to be a guy with a busy romantic life. Now things are different, but they don't have to be. Finally, there's a male enhancement formula that's clinically tested for increasing your drive and performance. All natural, TestoCharge can help upgrade your romantic life by rapidly boosting your libido. And TestoCharge will boost your performance, guaranteeing full satisfaction. In a clinical study with this formula, 85% of men reported an improvement in drive and desire. TestoCharge works. No more letdowns, just more of the passion you remember. See for yourself with your own risk-free trial. But hurry, today's risk-free offer is for a limited time only. Just call 1-800-764-7415. That's 1-800-764-7415. Don't let your sex life fade away. Get TestoCharge. Just call 1-800-764-7415. That's 1-800-764-7415.
Here it is, another election year. And here you are again, wishing you knew more about the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the other amendments, and the Declaration of Independence. But who has the time to study? Wouldn't it be nice if you could simply listen to them? And wouldn't it be great if they came packaged with an index? Yep, an index that lets you go to any part of the founding documents just by punching in a track number on your computer or CD player. What exactly is the Ninth Amendment? Track 10, play. It's that simple. The Founding Documents Collection on audio CD. To get yours now, just go to Amazon.com and type in Founding Documents Collection CD. For just $19.95 and $3.99 shipping and handling, you'll have the firepower you need to argue from the ultimate facts that form our nation's foundation. Want to be a hero? Get one for you and give another to your local school for Constitution Day. Go to Amazon.com now and type in Founding Documents Collection CD.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I know some of you were huge fans of Sesame Street, like me. Love Sesame Street. Oh, my gosh. My kids never really got into Sesame Street. I don't understand why. I really wish they brought back Electric Company, because that taught us all how to read, right? F-A-L. Anyway, a Muppeteer just died. One of the longtime Muppeteers, Jerry Nelson. He's the one that did the count. You know, Count Von Count. You know, 1, 2, 3. And then the Betty Bet song, right? The Betty Bet, Betty Bet. Anyway, he died. He also did Harry Monster, but I really didn't like Harry Monster. He died at his home in Cape Cod. Apparently, he had been working with Jim Henson from the beginning. Joined Sesame Street in the early 70s, but had been a part of Henson's cast of Muppeteers since 1965. I really miss what kids and their educational programs used to be. You know, I've tried to watch Dora. You know, I even told my kids to watch Dora. I'm like, you know, because I think you're going to, you know, help learn another language. It sounds like screaming to me. SpongeBob SquarePants doesn't teach you jack diddly squat. I mean, it's cute and all. I don't really know what's out there to teach kids anymore. Blue's Clues came out when my kids were kids. Blue's Clues, right? Again, didn't teach them that much. Didn't get, I mean, I'm, I don't know what they taught. Something about the mail, right? They had to go get the mail. So we'll see. But anyway, we lost the count this weekend. All right. Some of you are concerned about contaminated tattoo ink. You had tattoos, and now you hear that some of the ink could be contaminated with bacteria, Mycobacterium chelonae. Chelonae, chelonae. Apparently, it's caused 22 confirmed cases. I know those aren't the words to the song. 22 confirmed cases and 27 possible cases of red rashes in tattoo recipients in New York, Washington, Iowa, Colorado. The unusual rash looks similar to an allergic contact dermatitis because, remember, when you get a tattoo, you're pretty inflamed, right? Gets kind of, you know, gets kind of nasty and red. But it is not an allergic reaction, and it's not a contact dermatitis. It's actually an infected dermatitis. All right. And by the way, we do know your calls are coming. Donovan's working on them. Just be patient. I talk about Donovan a lot on the show because if I was to get a tattoo, it'd probably be a tattoo of Donovan. Yeah, I mean, Donovan's been with me for a long time now with the show. Yeah, Jim Dallas. Yeah, I know. I can't forget Jim Dallas because he's been with me for a long time too. I don't know where I put Jim Dallas's tattoo. I think I would put Donovan's tattoo on one ankle. Don't know where I put Jim Dallas's tattoo. But if I got a tattoo, it'd probably be, you know, from one of these guys that have just, you know, been with me and, you know, has put up with me for a very long time. So anyway, guys, be careful with your tattoos. Okay. Be careful because, even though these tattoo parlors are supposed to use the most sterile techniques, from what we understand, it's the distilled water. It's the actual distilled water that the pigments are used to create the color. Because, you know, to make gray, you dilute the black. So it's the distilled water as opposed to it being the actual unit. Now, we were worried in the past of hepatitis outbreaks because prior to OSHA and prior to these being sterilized, the tattoo needles and whatever they use to make the tattoo. I haven't had a tattoo yet. I know. People were, you know, acquiring hepatitis and bloodborne pathogens that way. So again, you need to be careful. All right. Are there any teachers out there or administrators? Because I'm a little confused about what's going on here. Alabama, as many of you heard this week, had an immigration law that ordered public schools to check citizenship status of new students. And it was ruled unconstitutional a few days ago by a federal court. They say that Alabama schools, the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals, ruled that Alabama schools wrongly singled out children who were in this country illegally. Now, like I said, I don't know if any of you are school administrators or teachers or principals or whatnot, but I remember, I mean, I went to 12 schools, and I remember my mother always shuffling around the house trying to find the birth certificate because she couldn't enroll me in the school without my birth certificate. I was born in Los Angeles. She had to prove I was a U.S. citizen. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So when I read this, and again, teach me, and forgive me if I'm naive. If Alabama is one of the only states, they're saying, that is asking new students to show citizenship status, what's happening with all the other students in all the other states? I thought even when I enrolled my kids years ago into the school system, I had to bring a birth certificate. So my question is are American citizens asked to show birth certificates? And then, I mean, if I said, no, I don't have it, I would be told to go get it. Unless, am I wrong? Are we now telling people, don't worry about it, we'll just take whoever? Now, the other thing that confuses me is I thought most education budgets, when it comes to state budgets, are pretty cash-strapped. And our tax-paying dollars goes to education. So I guess what confuses me is if teachers are purchasing supplies for the classrooms, if teachers are you know, having to, you know, spend extra time and their own resources to help students. But we have a policy in our state and in most other states that it doesn't matter. Illegal immigrants can come to our schools and, you know, don't ask, don't tell. Who's making up, who's paying the tax, who's taking the brunt of the financial responsibility for this? So I was under the impression that I couldn't register my kids for school. I couldn't go to school without a birth certificate. But I guess in most states, with the exception of Alabama, now Alabama's being told they can't do that. It's completely willy-nilly. Whoever's here gets to come to school on our tax dollar. Now, again, I love children. Okay, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, I would love to be the greatest country in the world that opens up our arms, gives everybody free health care. Because, I mean, if we had the money and we were the richest country, why not? Absolutely. We have kids whose parents snuck them in. They're here. Let's teach them. Why not? But we're not the richest country right now. We are in severe financial crisis. All right? From what I understand, we are so in debt, and our education budget is one of the first ones to get cut, that why are we being so lax? Why are we being so liberal with our educational dollars? You know, we were discussing, well, what should we do with these kids if the parents snuck them in illegally? And how do you like that term? We are wrongly singling out children who are in the country illegally. What's wrong about identifying who's here illegally? Well, it's not the kid's fault. Okay, I get that. And please call it 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I mean, what do we do? Do we take the kids out of the public school system where our taxpayer dollars are going to it, have a special school that we could use while we have the parents go back and get their citizenship? But then they're doing exactly what Mitt Romney said he didn't want to happen. People sneak into the country illegally, don't go through the proper path, and then they get to take cuts in line. No. Nobody should be taking cuts in line. You're found here illegally. You're here illegally. You go to the back of the line. As long as you didn't commit any crimes. I just don't understand this really lackadaisical attitude on immigration. I mean, are we that? Is money overflowing? I mean, Jenna Napolitano says money ain't. She said, no, we don't have enough money to deport illegal immigrants. We're only going to deport the dangerous ones. Well, if we don't have enough money to deport illegal immigrants, then I really don't think we have enough money to educate them also. And look at what we're telling the world. We're telling the world, look, if you guys could sneak in illegally, if you could illegally cross our border, your kids are going to get free school. And there's a Massachusetts school that has a scholarship for illegals. Why do we even have... Don't call them illegal, then. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget when you guys are on Facebook later, poking and super poking and status updating. Search the Dr. Dahlia Show. Connect. I'd love to see who's listening. Yeah, I'd like to see if anyone's listening. No, I know people listen. See your face, be able to connect to you. Also follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. And don't forget we have the Android app. You can listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show anytime. Download it. It's free. You can download it off our website at Dr. Dahlia, and of course you could download it from your Android store. We are working on an iPhone app, and remember, we are booking for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan cruise for next summer. It's going to be beautiful. Check it out on my website and get in contact with the travel agent. All right, we were talking about illegal immigration students, children of illegal immigrants, and them getting free education. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got Ann calling from Kentucky. How you doing, Ann?
Fine. How are you?
Good, good. So what's going on?
Well, you keep saying the word illegal, and a man I talked to this week said, you know, make them legal. Give them a Social Security number. Have them pay in like we do.
Well, you know, one issue, Ann, I have is if – we are now delineating who gets deported and who doesn't, and now we're stratifying the illegalness of the immigrants, and we're not even encouraging people to go through the proper immigration pathway. I think it's a complete cluster, and why do we even have the boundaries if we're not enforcing, you know, being legal and going through the legal pathway to begin with? So you think that we should just make them all legal and then force them to pay taxes?
Well, I'm not sure that all have to, that's the key word. So another aspect of this is I talked to a businessman here, and he goes to Texas where he works on occasion, and he said that when a Mexican comes to the town that he mentioned, and I won't mention the town, mm-hmm. then they have people who tell them how to get on welfare and everything about getting everything they can find
right
to get for free.
Exactly, exactly. Where us Americans, U.S. citizens, we can't even get health care. We can't even get out-of-state tuition. We can't even get scholars. Yeah, I think it's ridiculous. And thank you for calling. You know, one subject we have brought up this week are U.S. citizens treated secondarily to our illegal immigrants. And we have Massachusetts, now one of the private schools, and private schools can do whatever they want, you know, offering scholarships to illegal immigrants. We have states under the DREAM Act waiving out-of-state tuition for illegal immigrants, whereas those of us who have paid taxes all our lives and are here in the states, we have to pay out-of-state tuition. And the reason why, by the way, we have out-of-state tuition is because the people that are in-state haven't paid taxes to the school system. So if you're out-of-state, you haven't been putting into the tax system. Then why, in Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob's name, are we giving out-of-state tuition waivers to illegal immigrants who aren't even paying taxes anywhere? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got Todd on the line. Hey, Todd, how you doing?
Doing good. How are you doing?
Sweet. Okay. A little grumpy.
Yeah, I don't know if you heard, but Mayor Bloomberg, he's got his own radio show. And he was telling me illegals not to brave the desert because it's too dangerous. Fly over. Overstay their visas because we have no way to check it out.
Oh, you're kidding me.
No. It's this administration.
They're
just letting the boats come. They want the boats.
Yeah, well, because and because, of course, they're potential voters for this current administration. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Right.
Thank you, Todd, for calling.
I couldn't believe my ears.
I know. Well, basically what our administration has done is brought back Don't Ask, Don't Tell. So we have Don't Ask, Don't Tell, but it's in terms of illegal immigrants. Please don't tell us, and we won't ask. All right? Treat all of us the same. Treat all of us the same. It's almost like if you sneak here illegally, treat all of us the same. If you sneak here illegally, if you go against our laws, sneak across our border, you see, look at what a cluster this is. And we think our current administration can handle gun control. Government needs to stay out. Or they need to do the job we're paying them for. When Janet Napolitano said, we don't have the money to control illegal immigration and deport the illegals, then what am I paying taxes for? They don't have the money or the funds? Well, it's because they let in so many illegals who aren't paying tax. Are you kidding me? Where are my taxes going? If we are having the Department of Homeland Security tell us and tell the whole country, tell the whole world that there's not enough money to handle our illegal immigration situation, then can somebody please tell me where my taxpayer dollars are going? Well, they're going to the public schools, Dr. Dahlia, that are teaching the illegal immigrants. Ah. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Okay. Many people have asked me, you know, about, you know, how I feel about Mitt Romney and can he really, really do the job? Can he really fix the economy? I think Mitt Romney's a great guy. I think he's fine. I think Paul Ryan, great guy. But we need to stop getting out of our head that the government is going to save us, that the government is going to fix the recession. If we let capitalism and we let big businesses fail, right, and then the small businesses can come back like they used to, right, who put my father's shop out of business? Home Depot. I like Home Depot. I shop there. But honestly, these big companies, Walmart, et cetera, Home Depot, they came in and it wiped out the little businesses. Now, this wasn't the first time big businesses came into play. Who was the Walmart of the 70s and prior? Jemco, Kmart. Big companies were around. Big, huge master stores. Then boutique shops came. People wanted the personalized service, et cetera. Boutique shops came. And there's a circle of life. Government can't interfere. That's why I'm a conservative. I'm very socially moderate on a lot of issues, socially. But when it comes to fiscally, you butt out. No, I don't think Romney's going to fix the economy, and I sure as heck don't think Obama's going to fix the economy. I think the recession will come out of the recession as the cycle progresses. But if the government tries to screw things up, like with Obamacare, it's going to do more damage. Okay, just butt out. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We got Bill on the line. Hey, Bill, how you doing? Hey, Bill, you there? Yeah, issue with the phone. I'm still holding you there. All right, that's okay. Looks like it was all right. So, healthcare. I don't think a politician or an administration is going to fix healthcare. We all know what our situation is with healthcare. We have fancy schmancy treatments, some amazing stuff. By the way, did you guys hear about this? To save money, they've come up with a pig parasite treatment for rheumatoid arthritis and Crohn's disease. They're taking eggs out of pig feces, mixing it with a tablespoon of saline, and apparently it helps fight autoimmune disorders like rheumatoid arthritis and Crohn's. All right, I don't know about you, but I think I'd rather mortgage my house for the fancy, expensive medication than to eat pig parasite eggs in pig feces. True, I know a teaspoon of saline makes the medicine go down, but I'm sorry, I don't think the saline is going to wash out the taste or flavor. I don't expect government to help us with the recession and help us with health care. I don't. Yes, there has to be government involved for, making sure things are run smoothly. I get that. But no, I'm not expecting government to fix health care or fix our recession. But what I don't want them to do is muck things up any more than they have. Don't be making monstrous bills that pose all these demands and taxes and penalties on people. Don't be interrupting. You heard ICE agents are suing. ICE agents are suing their own agency because of not deporting illegal immigrants. We look like a joke to the world. We look like we can't even get our act together. And honestly, we can't. It's up to you and I, people. All right, guys, have a great rest of the day. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Twitter and sign up for the Dr. Dahlia Cruise. God bless.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.